and art to be able to grow the materials and get the right color that you want. Almost the inverse of a light-emitting diode is a solar cell. And a solar cell is just a p-n junction. And the idea is that a light comes into the depletion region and generates an electron hole pair. So a photon generates an electron hole pair, and it's in a region where there's an electric field. The electric field pushes the hole towards the p contact and the electron towards the n contact. And you can see in this drawing that it's not ballistic transport. It's some kind of diffusive transport. There's an electric field applied, but the electrons in the hole still wander around on their way to the contact. So a typical structure of a light-emitting diode is have a heavily doped region that's quite thin at the top. And the idea there is that the top layer should be conducting because it's got to carry the current away. But it should be thin because you want the light to go through it before it's absorbed. If you put a thick layer on, which would make it easier to make it well conducting, then the electron hole pair would be generated in the material, in the semiconductor, but not where there's an electric field. You want it to be absorbed in the region where there's an electric field, and that's in the depletion region below the n-type. So we have a thin type n-type, it's heavily doped, and the depletion area is mostly in this lightly doped p-type region. So there's a wide depletion width in the p-type region, and there the electrons and holes are generated. Often the surface of a solar cell is modified in some way to try to couple more light in. In some sense, it's the inverse problem of getting light out of a light-emitting diode. If you structure the surface, say you structure it like this, then light rays that are coming down, when they hit the surface, part of the ray gets transmitted into the semiconductor and part will be reflected. That's also true if we just have a surface like this. Light ray comes down, part gets reflected, and part gets transmitted into the semiconductor. If you structure the surface like this, here a ray gets transmitted into the semiconductor, and also some of it gets reflected. But the reflected part hits another part of the solar cell. And by structuring the surface something like this, you can absorb more of the light. So you design it so that the part that's reflected also hits another part of the solar cell. The other thing to do is to put an anti-reflective coating on the material. So an anti-reflective coating is a quarter wavelength, and it's got an index of refraction that's in between the air on the outside and the semiconductor. And if you do that, then a wave comes along and part of it gets reflected from the first interface and part gets reflected from the second interface. If it's a quarter wavelength thick, then the total distance the second reflection takes is a half wavelength. And if you get an equal amplitude reflecting from both surfaces, then the two reflections will add destructively. So when the reflections add destructively, the wave goes into the semiconductor. And this works for a specific wavelength. So you do this for the wavelength that you most want to get into the solar cell, and hope you catch some of the light that gets reflected anyway by doing something like this. And then you're generating light here. There's an electric field. Electron hole pairs appear. The hole gets pushed towards P, and the electron gets pushed towards N. And now when you think about it, we're putting positive charge on the P side, and we're pushing negative charge to the N side. This is a forward bias diode. because to forward bias it, you put positive on P and you make the depletion width smaller. So a solar cell is a forward bias diode, this electrical equivalent here. This current source is the electron hole pairs that are being generated by the light. And they appear inside a forward bias diode. And out here, you want to run some kind of electrical device with it. You need to present a low impedance load to this circuit, or all of the current will just circulate internally. So you need to put something that's got a lower resistance than this forward bias diode for any of the current to come outside. And this means that you need low resistance contacts to carry the current away. And that's what these silver traces are doing on top of the solar cell. If you didn't need to present such a low impedance load, then you could just use this N-type semiconductor on the surface that's conducting. You could have used that to carry the current away. But the problem is that this is the equivalent circuit, so it's got to be a very low impedance out here. And so you need to put this these silver lines or some kind of very good conducting lines on top of it, and you need a good conducting back contact as well. And then you have some problem that this solar cell is producing it's producing a low voltage and can only drive it into a very low impedance load. And you have to take that and convert that up into something that provides a higher voltage and can drive current into a higher impedance load. So there must be an impedance transformation circuit connected to a solar cell. These silver lines block some of the sunlight because they're too thick to let light through. And it's a compromise of making the resistance low enough and not blocking too much light, this structure here.